Time changes a lot of things. Time might not heal all wounds, but it can help us to understand our most painful memories a little bit better, and to learn from those memories in ways we couldn't have as the events were first unfolding. Right now, in the Bay Area, two extraordinary plays have opened, each giving us the opportunity to review moments in our collective memories that changed the world, moments steeped in tragedy and loss, and to use the perspective of time to achieve a measure of healing and insight. One is a revival of Larry Kramer's groundbreaking 27-year-old drama, The Normal Heart, about a group of activists struggling through the first few years of the AIDS epidemic. And the other is a sequel, of sorts, to Tectonic Theater Company's eye-opening ensemble piece, The Laramie Project, about the murder of gay student Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming in 1993. In that original piece, which has become a staple within college campuses and community theater groups, the members of the New York City's Tectonic Theater traveled to Laramie in the days immediately following the brutal murder of Shepard, who was lured from a downtown bar, tied to a fence, and savagely beaten to death by a pair of men who confessed to killing the friendly political science major because he was gay. In the Laramie Project, 10 years later, running for two more weekends at Napa Valley College, the lingering shame of an entire community, 10 years after the fact, has defined and transformed the town of Laramie in ways both expected and wholly surprising. In Laramie, many townsfolk are desperate to simply forget what happened, angry at the fresh attention brought with every anniversary of the murder. Others have been changed forever by those events, dedicating themselves in various ways to keeping Shepard's story alive, whether some folks want it that way or not. Elegantly and sensitively directed by Jennifer King, the production boasts a remarkably strong cast of experienced and student actors. 10 years later, revisits many of the characters from the first play, who bring us up to speed on what they've been doing for 10 years. In what is easily one of the most gripping and intense exchanges I've seen on stage all year, one of the theater members visits murderer Aaron McKinney in prison in hopes of locating a glimmer of remorse. The conversation goes somewhere else entirely, and the result is unforgettable. The Laramie Project, 10 years later, is an amazing piece of documentary theater, a raw, mesmerizing, deeply moving, and lyrical patchwork, delving into the heart of America, revealing a torrent of denial, sadness, rage, and heartbreak. In San Francisco, presented by American Conservatory Theater, Larry Kramer's The Normal Heart is doing something similarly powerful and heartbreaking. Now, 30-plus years after the first diagnoses, AIDS has killed millions all over the world. Kramer's alternately chilling and deeply affecting drama was written just a few years into the epidemic, as a group of gay friends battle indifference, fear, and each other to gain attention for a disease society tried desperately to ignore. Gorgeously acted and powerfully staged, the play uses statistics and death toll numbers like poetry, vividly capturing a moment in time when the world changed forever, examining the choices that steered the course of a plague that continues to this day. The Laramie Project, 10 years later, runs through October 7 at Napa Valley College Performing Arts Center. Visit napavalleytheater.org. The Normal Heart runs through the 7th of October at ACT's Geary Theater in San Francisco. Visit act-sf.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.